I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Standing like sea murder.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. I know you're mad at me.
No, I got off into the year. I think I should. I'm an assistant coach for the Warriors. Forget the jeans. I'm feeling good.
Well, good. That's great. Why don't you pretend you're an assistant coach for the Warriors? You can walk me through last night's game. I know you're mad.
No, seriously, man.
I know you are.
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
I'm ready to take it on the chin today if people want that.
Oh, but, I was like, I'm ready.
But, you know, we talked about it before the show. I said, Goo, you know, I didn't watch the game. And you're like, what? I'm like, no, I just didn't. There was other stuff on.
That hurt me, Steiny.
Anybody who knows me knows that I watch every single Warrior game and almost have for 30 years. And this one just, I walked away. I didn't. Once I found out Giannis wasn't playing, I said, this is not
a Warrior issue, and you've been on the record. You're not by yourself. I got family. I was with them yesterday that are mad at the NBA product, but I'll never be that mad, partner, to where it'll make me not watch. Because I got to ask you this. Do you feel better about the decision? Forget the show and the station. Do you wish, like, man, I should have just threw it on?
Well, my mother,
Mary,
who I love more than anybody that's living right now, yeah. You know, she says something that some people find a little controversial. And she says, Maddie, you know, there are no good or bad decisions. They're just decisions.
Mm.
And so I made the decision and I got to live with it. And I'll be back on Saturday.
Hopefully, yeah, unless
Butler and Curry are sitting.
No, but what's disappointing, and again, Steiny, you know, I get mad at you sometimes, radio mad at you, because I come in here with the rest of Dub Nation and we're on highs because of, you know, what we project and what we think this team can do. And it was just a, you know, Thursday night in Milwaukee. But when that announcement, as I'm at the funeral, rest in peace to my cousin Paula, and I get the announcement that there's no Giannis, the Warriors and their jersey, just the silhouette of their jersey, should win that game by 10. And they looked, I'm not going to say, oh, there was a lack of energy. And if you guys are going to call me and say, because I've been hearing this, Steiny, and you tell me what you think, oh, Giannis not playing, the win went out the Warriors' sail. Miss me with that. So I was just disappointed. But now I'm more concerned real quick because Ryan Rollins is not in the caliber of Gordon and James Harden giving you a dub in the first half and Luka. So I'm just, we'll find out. The Indiana hasn't won a game. What's going to transpire tomorrow in Indiana for the Warriors? But Steiny, I can't say age, but I just felt like the energy wasn't there as a collective yesterday. And it's disappointing. And I know they're 4-2. It's one game, but damn, I wish you would have watched just from the vantage point of me thinking, oh, here it is. This is the run.
But we do that every time. So I can imagine that there were points in that game where you're like, oh, the Warriors are going to win. So in that sense, it was like a regular game,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing that's going to happen, at least Warriors-wise, today. And look, you tell me what happened.
All right.
Like I said, I had a moment yesterday. I had three games on, all of which had a, you know, personal connection to me.
Yeah.
You guys know my daughter goes to Tulane. I watch every Tulane football game. They got smoked, by the way. And I could do three hours on Tulane.
Carter and Evan won.
I lost.
Why did you go against them?
I don't know.
Because that's who you are.
No. I like Tulane and I like the over and I was going to parlay it. And I said, you know what? Just take the points. Tulane, they're going to win. Their defense has been pretty good. And
He gave us the play and then didn't play.
That's who he is.
But it wasn't because I was.
But you like to be different. Frank Sinatra, you like to do it your way. Sometimes it's not the right way, Steiny.
It's not about that. Okay. It's not about that.
Well, I don't want you to have to. I know we had a great guest yesterday. I missed our guy from New York. You got to give me the. Now, why would you laugh?
Wow, dude.
You got to go back and listen to it.
Okay, I will, because the streets are talking. And then you got to tell me about, honestly, Billy Idol. Okay. I'm sure you gave Evan your 411 on that, but I just want to give Evan his love for his costume today. He is Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie One Battle After Another. And Evan, you got it down with the robe, the mustache. You deserve at least a $100 gift certificate, because the people who have seen the movie, you knocked it out the park, and I appreciate it.
Well, if you want to pick up my tab today, we could do that.
Well, somebody's got me today.
What happened to you?
Well, because I gave him I gave both those guys the winner.
But
I gave him the over.
You could have bid on it too.
But I didn't. I didn't gamble last night.
I got you.
I mean, I did, but
I found $20 in my jeans. That's the best, right?
That is pretty good.
$20.
All right, so anyway, here's how I'm going to set it up, and you guys can do with it what you will. So there were three games left. First of all, I'm sorry. I'm always watching an NFL game these days. The NFL is so much better than any. Yeah, get in here, Evan.
Look at it. Get it. I'm getting to the side.
You guys got
to
talk about it, because I didn't see the movie yet, but I do know people. I do think we are going to see it.
That's special.
So please explain.
Tell me.
Get up here and explain.
Well, the movie, which I found out from Sarah down the hall.
Not Lynn.
The great Sarah from Sarah.
Yeah, from Sarah.
Remember last week you called her Lynn or Lindsay?
That was Sarah.
Lindsay.
I called her
Lori.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Lori.
She said that this was the most popular male costume, which I believe, because they got info.
Are you kidding?
And I can guarantee it's because, it's why I did it too, I get to wear a robe to work.
That's pretty good.
So I'm going out afterwards, so I figure I would just come in straight garb. Look also, it gave me an excuse to rock the handlebar mustache, which I haven't done in a while.
It's funny. I just thought you had a new mustache look.
Pat Spencer.
But I guess there was meaning behind
Spencer
it.
Spencer going on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
You look great. I'm a coach. You're out. Sit down.
Yes. So you sound like Kerr with Kuminga.
It was disappointing, man. No Giannis. Steiny, come on, man. When you didn't watch the game predicated on, there's not going to be a game.
No,
Jimmy, Steph, Dre, and Horford, he ain't had his coming out party yet, Steiny. I'm just telling you, it's got to be different for him. There is no Tatum. Like, in Boston, his threes were welcome. Here, it's like, buddy, if you're going to take that, you might need to. We're not okay if you. I don't know, Steiny. Al, I love you, Tito, but I'm watching Horford, Steiny, in that mesh. And again, I got to say this, and I would never second guess Kerr. He says because he's only going to play 20 minutes a game, he don't want him to start. What if I tell you moving forward, I got a file that's starting to pile. With him, I don't know if that's the best way to play Al Horford off the bench.
Well, you just said he was not very good.
Well, he didn't start.
Well, so
start him.
Why?
Because that's what he's used to.
Okay, so you got to change your lineup for your 39-year-old.
But are we really changing our lineup? We didn't have a
we're who's going to start when he doesn't play?
I thought him coming to the Bay was to spell Dre at five. Why not just do that at the start? But to make Al comfortable, I just watch that. I think that's going to change. And I know everything's fluctuates, but I just like Al, a guy that started, should start. You know, Steiny, that's just me, man.
Well, I do not necessarily agree. And it's because, go ahead and start Al Horford, but that guarantees that you're going to change your lineup 25 times at least. Your starting line, that might be fine. You're right. It might not be a big deal. But I'm not crazy about that idea on its face. So anyway, last night we had a Thursday night football game. I had two guys in fantasy football. By the way, Lamar and Derrick Henry.
What you up, 40?
A little more.
I'll look at it.
You
need this one.
I do. And, Tulane. And then the Warriors game. So I find out Giannis isn't going to play, and I got it. I'll be honest with you people out there, and I don't like to get emotional, but for some reason, Evan texted me, and I was just like, I cannot believe it.
Greenway!
So
when
disappointed.
When I read his text, I was so let down. Like, you got to be kidding.
And I said to myself, and you know lost. What? I'm not going to watch the Warriors tonight. I'm going to concentrate on the other two games. So I want you guys to tell me what happened last night. And I got I'm looking at the box score right now for the first time.
Okay.
I got a bunch of questions about how the game went down.
All right.
And who played like what?
Post had two shots.
Yeah, 9 minutes, 10 minutes.
And they got a lot of length. Like, and I thought they bothered Jimmy, Steph, and you know, Steph had 27 points. But, you know, all money ain't good money, Steph. They just made it difficult. And Jimmy Butler, again, Stoney, I'm just, when you go, if I were to guard Jimmy Butler, I'm not leaving my feet one. But again, at this age for him, and he's still a dog and can control a game, I said that before y'all left here Wednesday. But Stoney, when you got length, that's half the battle guarding a guy like Jimmy Butler, and you could keep him at bay. And this last point on Al Horford, I know I'm a one-trick pony. Don't you think we'd get a better version of Al or any player if they played with Steph Andre? So when you come in with the other guys, I don't know. Like,
somebody's got to be able to play when they're not on the floor. Yeah,
but I'm just talking about Al specifically, being that he's new.
What happened with Moody last night?
The box score tells you he was an offer, and
so he didn't play a lot. Why didn't he play? Why?
Well, they said there's a hand issue.
This is going to be a fun day for me.
They said there's a hand issue.
Why did he only play 9 minutes?
They said there was a hand issue.
Okay, so it was kind of so did he play, get hurt, and not come back in?
That's how I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
Milwaukee had 27 points off of turnovers.
How could the Warriors look tired when they didn't play last night?
See, and that's why I don't want to just go there. It's too convenient to just say they were tired. It wasn't that. It was just, Stoney, what's below tired? Lethargic? They kind of were going through the motions.
Even from the start.
Yeah, even from the start. That's how I took it.
888-957-957.
What you got?
Oh, this is a great one. This is a great one from the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Watch the game again, Steiny.
Oh, that's a
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Watch the game again.
Oh, and two
then,
on the road, Steiny.
Yeah.
Two blowouts. Well, I don't want to say blowouts, but.
See, here's.
And you got a Pacer team that can run and young.
Here's why I picked the right game. This is why I picked the right game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
You were so sky high about this team.
And I still am.
Okay.
But this hurts.
What happened?
I'm telling you.
Energy?
No, length. Milwaukee had some length, I believe, happened. And we know the Warriors are not the most athletic team. And he started Quentin Post.
Okay.
It backfired. And I believe Pods or anybody else like Pods would have gave them more energy from the outset. And maybe just, I mean, they were down 9 after the first quarter. And I'm like, oh, this is cute. This is cute. You know, they'll run them down. And they couldn't catch them. And, you know, you're down 2 at half. I'm like, Warriors got them where they want them. But it just, and this is how you know athleticism is going to be an issue for the Warriors, Stoney. They out-rebounded Milwaukee by 9. But then ask me, what did the Warriors do with those rebounds?
What'd they do?
Offensively, not enough to, when I talk about Thundercats and being able to grab an offensive board and go up and bah, or do something with it, it was like Milwaukee knew where they were the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was no fear on Milwaukee. And I'm looking at Kyle Kuzma, I thought he was terrible, but Miles Turner and your boy Bobby Portis, you know, were the difference.
So it doesn't look like the Warriors led in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They're down 6, down 5. Oh, it's a 2-point game with 4 minutes to go after a Curry 3. And then it looks like Rollins hits a 3.
Yeah. And this was the fourth time in 6 games. You tell me if this means anything to you, Stoney, because I told you about the opposing team's field goal percentage. I don't know what Milwaukee shot last night from the field. They shot 48%. But fourth time in six games, the Warriors have given up 60 points in the first half. Anything there? We just cruising like Smokey Robinson. Nothing to see here. There's more offense. But the fourth time in six games, 60 points and a half.
Yeah. All right. I'm starting to get the picture. 888-957-9570. It doesn't look like the Warriors even threatened in the last two or three minutes of that game either. I'm looking and they're down seven with a minute 40. Yeah. They're down nine with 2 minutes. They're down nine with 2.5. It's a 6-point game with three.
Kuminga, he wasn't bad by any stretch, but when he and Steph Curry, two of your five starters, have 10 turnovers combined, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You tell me what happened with that Warrior game last night. For years, I tell you what I think. Why don't you tell me what happened last night? 888-957-9570. We'll also get into the Niners. They got a big game against the Giants. I haven't touched base with Guru about the Giants' new manager, so we got that to talk about. 888-957-9570. That segment, sponsored by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
We need Thundercats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.